In your article for the Guardian U.S. edition, published on August 21st, you write about how county commissioners from Colorado visited Washington, D.C. last March for the express purpose of meeting with David Bernhardt, Interior Secretary, and a Jordan Cove lobbyist. Why did you think that was newsworthy?
Foremost is that David Bernhardt, the Interior Secretary, is committed via an ethics pledge to abstain from dealing with matters involving former clients of his for 2 years upon entering the Trump administration. And he appears to have violated that pledge by meeting with people who are proponents of the Jordan Cove Energy Project. And during that meeting, according to an email that was sent around that we reported on, he pledged his support for the Jordan Cove Project, said he had people working on it towards its completion. He directed people on his staff to work on it, in other words, and get it approved. So his former lobbying firm, is actually currently a lobbyist for the Jordan Cove Energy Project, according to federal records that we described in the story. So, by virtue of weighing in on this matter, he has violated an ethics commitment, apparently, that states that he is not able to weigh in on projects that his former lobbying firm is involved in, and he's not even supposed to give the appearance that he's involved.
The former employer is Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck. But also, you probably know that this ethics agreement expired earlier this month. But this meeting took place in March, so obviously he was still beholden to that agreement. Will Parrish, can you talk about how you found out about all of this? I mean, what made you decide to obtain records of this meeting?
Right. Well, I've been reporting on the Jordan Cove Energy Project with other focuses in the last couple of years. Jordan Cove Energy Project is a major proposal to ship liquefied natural gas from the international port of Coos Bay, Oregon, to Asian energy markets. And the main suppliers of that natural gas would likely be, people extracting natural gas from the western slopes of the Rockies and various interests are lining up to be the suppliers in your area. So having reported on the project with a focus on some of the things happening in Oregon, it sort of connected me to the story of what's happening with interest promoting the project in Colorado and, through getting public records via public records requests, saw that there was a very interesting story here that involved potential abuses of power and violation of the rules by a federal official.
The commissioners from Moffitt and Garfield County, it seems like they were wined and dined by another lobbyist for Jordan Cove by the name of Ray Buchiger. It sounds like Mike Sampson, who was a Garfield County commissioner, was sort of a spy for the Jordan Cove lobbyist. Are there emails indicating that David Bernhardt knew about Sampson's assignment to tell the lobbyist what happened at the meeting? Is there anything to suggest that Sampson's role was somewhat nefarious?
That part isn't exactly clear. Clearly Sampson and Bernhardt have a long-standing relationship with each other. Sampson was actually a high school teacher of Bernhardt's there in Colorado. And based on everything we've seen, the meeting that they had was, very cordial and very much they're on the same page. Certainly, Sampson and this lobbyist, Buchiger, coordinated beforehand. That's clear. Buchiger hosted a dinner the night before the meeting with Bernhardt for the county commissioners who'd come to D.C. With the explicit intention of talking about the Jordan Cove Energy Project and their strategy for the meeting with Bernhardt. So, all these different people are, involved in lobbying a powerful federal official who is, at the very least, incredibly open to being lobbied, it seems, and strongly favors the project.
you state in the article that you talked to Delaney Marsco, who is legal counsel at the Campaign Legal Center. Delaney says that the meeting could have been a violation of Bernhardt's ethics agreement, but Bernhardt's spokesperson said that the meeting was approved by the Interior Department's ethics office. Have you verified that?
You know, I haven't been able to verify yet that the ethics office approved of the meeting. Bernhardt is already under investigation by the Inspector General's Office of the Interior Department for ethics violations. Yeah, he was confirmed as Interior Secretary under a cloud of controversy earlier this year because Democratic members of Congress raised a number of concerns about his ethical conflicts of interest. So when you talk about the potential ethics violation here, it's important to keep in mind that he already has these other ethics violations that he's being investigated for.
What else about this story intrigues you that you didn't include in your article? I mean, is there more to the story that you didn't write about?
An interesting aspect of this is that it shows that people living in the communities there where you're based have a nationally significant role in being engaged when it comes to projects like this. If it's the case that Garfield County Commissioner can go to Washington, D.C. and promote this project and that becomes a national news story, that tells you something about the central role that counties there are playing in moving this project forward. So, I would just add that one reason that I felt excited to come onto your program is that I think that that's the case. The counties in Colorado have a very specific role to play in this very significant project.
Will Parrish, freelance reporter whose article appeared on August 21st in The Guardian U.S., thank you very much for your work and for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.